1336, a traveler arriving in Iceland might have looked across the hills and said, "Where are the trees?" They wouldn't have been wrong to ask. By that time, Iceland was largely deforested. But it wasn't always that way. When Norse settlers first arrived around the year 874 AD, they found forests covering nearly a third of the island. These were not towering redwoods, but birchwoods, scrubby, slow-growing, and vital. Wood meant fire, shelter, and tools, so they cut it. Over the next few centuries, that clearing turned into stripping. The harsh climate slowed regrowth, erosion increased, and livestock, especially sheep, grazed down anything that tried to come back. By 1336, what remained was a treeless, wind-blown island, mostly moss and lava fields. The soil thinned. Farming struggled. Timber had to be imported. It was an early case of ecological overshoot, centuries before the term even existed. Today, Iceland is working to bring trees back. Reforestation programs have planted millions, but still less than 2% of the island has forest cover. So when people say Iceland has no trees, it's not quite true, but it's close. And for a land that was once green with birch, it's a reminder that nature is not fixed. It can vanish quite quickly and take generations to return. These are Interesting Things with JC.